Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
We don't believe anything Stav says.
He's a compulsive liar.
He makes outrageous statements, so we investigate him. Oh, he's an idiot.
Lies, 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 lies. Okay, so Maddie got me to record that, not knowing what I was talking about.
Shout out to Cher for turning that around.
Even if it's about me, you can probably get me to do the singing on those next time.
Oh, no! See, you make a lot of statements, and I would say maybe a half of the time they are correct, but the other half we normally go to Google and find that we don't know where you made it up.
Did you say half the time they're correct?
Yeah.
You giving him a cuddle?
The MASH one was pretty good.
What was that one again?
About flushing the toilets, everyone...
At the end of the finale of MASH, the New York City public toilet system broke because everyone flushed their toilets at the same time because they'd all been waiting to go to the bathroom till the end of the show.
Is there a public system and a private system for the flushing of the toilets, is it?
That's gonna
we'll
be
Google that one.
Day.
Anyway.
That turned out to be true.
That was true.
But I think this was even on the podcast.
Yeah, at the end of our podcast every day, we do extra business where we discuss stuff that shouldn't be on the air. Sometimes it ends up on the air. And this is a statement that Stav made on the end of our podcast yesterday.
It's always amazing to me that they actually use just regular power tools from Bunnings.
Well, no, they don't use Bunnings.
Yes, they do. They use Black and Decker drills. They do.
No.
I saw it on an episode of Donahue once. They don't get it from Bunnings, but they can be... They're just normal power tools. It's like Ryobi and stuff. Give me my Makita back. I've got to do brain surgery.
No, that's not
you.
True.
What?
Are an idiot.
You can't get all your information from a TV show.
It's true. Because bone is one of the hardest substances in the world. What else is going to do it but a Makita or a Ryobi or one of those things?
No, you're an idiot.
Yes, he believes that surgeons buy their power tools for surgery at Bunnings.
Yes, so you normally have maybe the luxury cars pulled up right next to the utes because they're both going to get the power tools from the same trade area at Bunnings.
They use power tools in surgeries. Okay.
I'm going to amputate a leg. I'm going to go and buy a drop saw.
So we have a surgeon on the line. We've got the plastic surgeon in Fortitude Valley talking about Dr. Paul Belt. Good morning. Are you there, doctor?
Hello. Yeah, hello.
You're not in surgery at the moment, are you?
No, unfortunately I'm not.
Okay, all right, good. Yeah,
good.
So you heard that statement from Stav Davidson.
Yep. And I'm afraid Stav is incorrect.
Oh, incorrect. Didn't even let it build up.
Okay. Why?
Whilst the instruments we use may look and appear to do the same job as the power tools from Bunnings, there's essentially two major differences. Firstly, our tools have to be sterilised. Our instruments have to be sterilised, so they're made of different materials that can withstand the heat and the chemicals of sterilisation. And secondly, most of them are powered by compressed air from a wall supply from a high-pressure hose. Some of the instruments obviously have slightly different roles as well. So, for example, saws, rather than just simply sawing, actually oscillate so that whilst they can cut the hard bone, they also protect the surrounding envelope of soft tissue so they don't damage the vital structures next to the bone. So, I mean, when you see mention the Grey's Anatomy, the doctor from the Doc Martin, in the emergency situation in the field, people have used power tools to evacuate blood clots from the skull. But in the surgical environment, in a clean hospital, we tend not to use power tools for the reasons that I mentioned.
But Dr. Belt, you're a plastic surgeon. You work in a fancy la-di-da surgery. I mean, that's obviously very expensive.
Are you talking about MASH? Is that what you're talking about? Is that what you want to know?
You're run-of-the-mill everyday hospital.
Right, so you want us to keep going along surgeons until you find someone that said in an emergency situation I had to grab my Bunnings tool.
Yeah, I had to grab my Makita. Okay.
It has been done not only on TV programs, there are cases where certainly people have done life-threatening surgery using power tools, but again, it's in extreme situations, literally in the field.
Yeah. You know what, Dr. Paul? I don't believe that. I believe that that's a surgeon's tale. I reckon you've all been on the Sav Blanc sitting around going, wouldn't believe what I had to do.
Well, it does happen, as I say. Unfortunately, I was recently in a situation where I was on a flight and it was a patient that became unwell and they asked for all the doctors to be there. And in that situation, you do have to sort of use the limited equipment. Fortunately, we didn't have to use power tools or anything. But in that situation, there's a famous case where an orthopaedic surgeon had to evacuate a tension pneumothorax, which is a life-threatening condition, using a catheter and a coat hanger and saved the patient's life. So, yes, it does happen. But, again, in a hospital scenario, I'm afraid even in your native Scotland, Stav, you don't use Bunnings power tools.
Dr. Paul Bell, how many doctors were on that flight? You said that there was a group of you.
That situation was actually, fortunately, there were three doctors, because obviously there's a plastic surgeon in my acute medicine that hasn't been practiced for about 15 years. And whilst you always remember the attitude of the emergencies, it was quite useful to have a physician and a young emergency registrar who's training in emergency. But it's amazing how often when you're right in a situation when you're travelling that, you know, they do call for medical assistance. But again, fortunately, in that situation, we didn't have to use any power tools or anything.
There we go. Stav, I'm sorry, mate, but you are wrong.
We don't believe.